What's up, butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, what's up?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so glad to see you.
I am glad to see you.
Well, guess what?
What?
We have another rabbit hole.
Oh my
We
gosh.
have kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
Is NASA evil?
Kind
I'm wondering.
of, I don't know. I think it kind of seems that way.
I think there's a lot of like weird stuff about NASA.
Yeah. Well, like with a lot of these rabbit holes, where it all begins is we have some questions.
Kind of.
We have
Like,
some
there was this
questions.
guy who was like in the cult, like doing like Aleister Crowley sex magic rituals. And he started like JPL Labs. He was like the Elon of the early 20s.
Oh my
He
gosh.
was like, Mr. I am a
I am
scientist.
space.
Yeah. And I'm very rich. And, I can't remember what his name was. But basically, he was like his generation's Elon.
Wow, that is crazy.
But kind of like Elon too, like he was totally culty.
Ew.
Yeah. So he was like doing like this weird, like blood, sex, sugar magic, like Aleister Crowley stuff. And then out of that kind of spawned NASA.
So, out of JPL, that's where NASA like came from.
Yeah, it kind of started in that milieu with like a bunch of Satan worshipers.
That doesn't sound right.
Sounds weird,
Yeah. Like,
And
why
then
would that have anything to do with space exploration?
Well, he was doing rockets, right? He was like studying rockets. And so he was like, I'm studying rockets. And he was kind of like Elon, like, we're going to go to Mars. He was kind of like one of those guys. But I'm wondering if he was just a front man kind of back then to go and start NASA, kind of the way that Doge now got started by Elon. Whoa, what if
Whoa.
that's like what's going on? These
Yeah.
guys go and start like big money laundering divisions of our government that just suck up taxpayer money.
That's kind of the way I think NASA sort of looks because,
Yeah.
I think we sort of like just touched on this topic once before, but that whole organization seems to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they seem
We don't
to,
get a lot of return.
we don't really get much return, so I actually went to the NASA like headquarters or whatever in Houston
Yeah.
once. And I mean, I'm not really sure why I went there, but I guess curiosity, And it's like this huge, they have this huge museum. Remember we talked about big museum?
I wonder if they do satanic rituals in front of it, kind of like the way they did with CERN.
I wonder, because they have the whole thing set up like little like rooms that are sort of like reenactments of different space explorations and stuff. And there's all
They
this.
serve Kool-Aid at every little step.
They do, and they have like hands-on stuff that the kids can do and stuff like that. And then a huge gift shop where they're selling all their wares. They've got t-shirts and everything for like tons of money
And
and
what if it's as fake as Batman?
super fake. I mean, I don't know. I just it, like you were saying, we don't get a lot of return. I'm just wondering what return do we get? So they're saying that we went to the moon in 1969, and what did that accomplish?
Well, did we go to the moon? I mean, that's what we're kind of like unpacking.
Right.
Like, first of all, every astronaut that went to the moon was a Freemason. That's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird. Why would they be Freemasons? Like, do they have to be a Freemason to be in NASA, or
Yeah.
does NASA only hire Freemasons?
Yeah,
Like
I think that's it.
they put their little like in like job placement
Well, what I know
advertisement out
about
there.
Freemasons is eventually you have to choose, like, do you like Jesus or Satan? And I think you don't get promoted if you say Jesus. You pretty much have to say, yes, I'll work for Satan. So I think they already kind of work for Satan. Otherwise, they're not even picked for the program.
So you think they have to be Freemasons in order to like apply for the job?
I mean, not only Freemasons, they can't just be Johnny Lunchbucket Freemason that still might believe in Jesus, but just I'm Freemason because it's part of the trades. No, it's like, no. I said I worship Satan. I think that's kind of.
Or maybe they're like Freemasons, or they're just regular guys or whatever, but they want to be astronauts, and so they're like, well, if you want to be an astronaut, you got to join the Freemasons. could be that too.
Here, just worship Satan, and then you can be an astronaut.
And maybe like the deeper they get, or the more they get promoted, the deeper they go into the Freemasonry.
I just had an epiphany.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
I love it too.
So wait, what if once you sell your soul to Satan, you can be MK Ultra real easily?
I was kind of having that same epiphany right then.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like I was thinking the same thing. Like once you kind of get in there, they know you're going to go like that far. Won't be too difficult to kind of like just swing you over the edge into like being MK Ultra'd.
You're easily deceived.
Yeah.
And then what did we kind of like
easily manipulated?
On? Well, yeah. Like what if there was no moon landing? That was created by
Stanley Kubrick. Or somebody else.
Yeah. And that was all done in a studio in like Burbank.
Yeah.
But the astronauts were actually MK Ultra'd and kind of like Sirhan.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then they actually disassociated themselves to the moon.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what happened because I think there's too many quote astronauts involved in all of these things to not have some of these secrets leak. You know what I mean? Somewhere along the line, somebody would want to write a tell-all book or something.
They have to have been MK Ultra.
I think they were.
That's like the seal. Yeah. That doesn't let them ever divulge.
Yeah. So I picture like, and I'm not really even sure. I kind of think maybe it wasn't Stanley Kubrick because I'm thinking like whoever directed this was probably MK Ultra'd also, you know?
Well, the only reason I think it might be him is because someone was saying, if you watch The Shining and you break it down and you like slow it down and pause it in certain points, there's all these weird references to the moon landing.
Interesting.
Which is weird. Yeah. That's like his big opus, right? So I don't know.
Could be. But
he also did 2001.
Space Odyssey.
Which was kind of like culty.
Yeah. And that could have been like, you know, sort of like a
reinvention. I think he might have been in the cult. And then said,
regretted it.
I don't want to be in this cult anymore. And then he made Eyes Wide Shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you ever hear how Eyes Wide Shut, like he turned in the draft and they went, yeah, yeah. You know, the cult went, yeah, you can make this. This is good. 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 And then he didn't tell them.
A meeting with the you-know-whos.
Yeah, exactly. And the you-know-whos who, like, you know, Harvey Weinstein and all the other you-know-whos, they all went, yeah, yeah, no, 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 that's a good movie. That's a good movie. Go ahead and make that. But then he added in the last part where Tom Cruise sneaks into the cult ceremony and shows what the cult ceremony is about and how they sacrificed a girl.
Oh.
And he added that in post. Because remember, that movie was long.
It was super long.
You know? And you're going,
it was really creepy.
It was creepy, kind of boring, kind of episodic.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the whole reason he made that, you know how we kind of talked about this concept of entertainment's not really the point of movies anymore.
No.
It's programming.
I don't think it has been for a long time. I mean, I think maybe it was more entertainment related a long time ago, but I think that for a very long time, it's been about social engineering.
Like entertainment's kind of incidental.
Right.
I think with Eyes Wide Shut, entertainment was incidental.
Yeah. And they know that they can like suck people in with entertainment because they'll want to watch this and
it's titillating. There's lots of fucking.
Yeah. Well, and there's like, or violence or whatever, but they'll get people sucked in and watch these things. And then like, while they're watching, they'll insert these little tidbits of social engineering and brainwashing.
And I think his point there might have been like, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, anti-cult, because he was kind of saying, look, these people
kind of show you.
They do like sex rituals and then they sacrifice women. And this is like who we are in this country. And they went, we don't want you really saying that. And then I think he got unalived. His daughter says he got unalived.
Really?
I think she kind of puts that out there. Like, he died like right after it came out. Like, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed healthy and it was kind of like He got Carrie Mulliced in the middle of nowhere.
Gosh, that's sad. So maybe he did direct the moon landing, because I definitely think that that was fake. I mean, I think back in 1969, people were very like more innocent and believed, really more people believed what they were seeing from like Walter Cronkite on the news.
Absolutely.
The whole family would gather around the TV and watch, and they were super excited.
Well, think about how many lies we've seen now that surrounded Vietnam.
I know.
That people just swallowed and sent their kids to go die in that horrible, like, unjust war.
Yeah, because people thought, you know, the government had their best interests in mind, you know? And it's like, so I think, you know.
I just had another epiphany.
What?
Okay, so.
You're on fire.
Kennedy got killed in 63, right? And he was kind of saying, we want to go to the moon, right? That's what we want to do. And so I think maybe he was earnest about, let's make an attempt.
Like, he really thought it was a good idea.
He thought it was a good idea. Let's spend the money. Let's do the technology. Let's go to the moon. But then I think when they shot him, that was a coup. Mm-hmm. And I think the you-know-whos kind of took over our country then.
I think so too.
I think they started to kind of take over back in 1913 when they put in the Federal Reserve, but then they didn't have full control until,
well, because Kennedy was kind of starting to go off the rails. Like, he was starting to, you know, he wanted to do a lot of things that
he was acting like Kanye kind of. Yeah,
they weren't going along with the program.
He was like Kanye Kennedy. Yeah. He started saying stuff like secret societies are repugnant to a free society. They don't like that.
They don't like that at all.
And then he said, we want to have a greenback dollar. It's gold backed and it's not based on fiat currency. They're like, we don't like that. Mm-mm. You know? But then what really made him mad was he was like, I don't want to get involved in Vietnam. But they're like, no, we're going to have to kill you for that, because we really want to go there.
We have to have constant wars, just like in 1984.
And then the people are sitting there in their living rooms with the TV was still kind of new. Mm-hmm. So think about how mesmerizing, like, whenever I hear my parents talking about growing up in the '60s, like, people watch TV like a lot.
Well,
like, I mean, even college kids like gather around to watch like episodes of The Fugitive and stuff.
It was exciting, you know, to have, because before that, what did they have? Radio. So they would sit around.
Awesome back then.
Yeah, they would sit around and listen to radio, and they could go to the movie theater and see a movie once in a while.
Yeah.
But to have that in your house must have been like really exciting. You
it
know?
Was. It was cool.
And they could tune in, and the moon landing was like a very uniting thing. We talked about this on another episode. It, you know, everybody was, you know, for it, and it sounded exciting. But back to my question, like, what really did we get from that? If in fact we did go to the moon, and, you know, a lot of people think we did. So what did we get from,
I guess we,
from doing that?
It was a big win in this artificial Cold War. It was like Cold War kind of like a race with Russia, because they had monkeys and Sputnik and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think there was kind of that going on. But I think, what if that's all fake?
Right.
You know?
I think it is, because if we staged,
didn't you know who's run Russia?
Yeah, and if we staged our moon landing, then I'm sure they staged theirs too.
That was probably part of it.
You know.
And what if that was all just a big money laundering scheme? Because look how much money we sent in those programs.
So we're you know, there's all kinds of grants and tons of money going into this NASA to explore outer space and like go to Mars and stuff.
Like, why?
But why? They won't even let us go to Antarctica.
I know.
Maybe we should go there first.
Let's scope out this whole Earth.
Yeah. Like, let's go there first and explore. And
we don't even know if it's flat.
Right.
I mean, we don't even know that. What, I don't care about other planets yet. We haven't fully like come to a conclusion.
We haven't fully explored this one.
I mean,
if there are other planets.
If they just said, by the way, NASA's canceled, we're not doing any more space exploration, I'd be like, that's cool with
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. Like, would it really hurt us? Because
They always kind of, they
what are
called
we
these
sending?
satellites, satellites, are we getting
Yeah, I
satellites?
know.
And what is that? But they're like direct energy weapons. They're good for
Well,
those.
and they're like spying on us,
Spying on
you know?
us, you know, I don't
I mean,
know.
I think that's the goal of these satellites. They're supposedly collecting information, but really what they're doing is they're going around like nuking us with radiation while
Have you
they
ever heard how
spy
many
on
there?
us.
I heard there's like so many satellites orbiting the Earth. It's like insane.
I bet. That's why we're all getting sick all the time,
Yeah.
getting cooties.
And what the hell are those? Why do we need that many satellites?
Yeah, because they're spying on us.
They're spying on us. They're doing us.
Yeah, we're
Do
getting
me,
dude.
baby. Do me, baby. You know, because I think that's how the dues work.
Yeah.
Did you know that Maui fire, there was two satellites that were lined up. When they started, they were perfectly aligned above the spot where the fire started.
Interesting.
Nothing to see there.
No.
So I don't know. I'm starting to think that NASA is a big money grab. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if like you said, like if we just canceled NASA like tomorrow and there was no more NASA, would that really affect anybody?
I'd kind of be stoked.
Would that
Like,
have any effect on anybody?
let's
Like,
use
think about
all the
it.
money that we have for NASA to make
Yeah.
sure that like
The veterans have like
veterans and
spare.
like people born in this country that are like, you know, their ancestors created this country, like white people, you know, like they're all good.
Yeah.
You know, once all the white people are good, then we can maybe start, you know, tuck aside some money for, you know, space travel.
Charity.
Whatever. Charity. Yeah, well, how about charity? You know, like we just like, no, we're going to Mars.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And maybe it's also kind of like, also they're always kind of getting you to say science, science.
Right.
Like, because science is a cult, a big, powerful cult.
It is.
It's
And
like global warming, and we went to the moon.
well, the people that go along with this are all in that cult and they're all brainwashed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is gonna like probably piss some people off to hear this, but it's, you know,
Science is
it's
a
an
cult.
observation. So the whole NASA thing and moon landing, you know, to me, I mean, like back in 1969, it probably looked fantastic, but now that we have, you know, better technology and better ways to film
Like the dude talking on
like
the phone,
movies
the
and
wired
stuff.
phone. I'm talking to the guy on the moon. Hold
It's
on.
kind of like when you watch a you know, when you watch like Guardians of the Galaxy now or like the new Star Wars, you're like, wow, that's really cool. But then when you watch like the older versions of the sci-fi movies like that were made in like the 70s and 80s, you're like, oh, it looks kind of corny. It looks kind of
Chewbacca
fake.
was totally like crusty
It
looking.
looks kind of fake.
Like, yeah,
So
I don't know. I
it's like
mean, it was like
watching.
bad special effects back then.
Yeah, so watching like looking at the moon landing, the footage and the pictures and stuff, it doesn't look very high tech. And if they were able to like fly all the way to the moon, I would think that some of it would look kind of high tech.
You'd want to
You
have
know what
like
I
the
mean?
best cameras.
Yeah, I mean, even with a crappy camera, I would think it would look a little more high tech. And so I'm picturing like, you know, some sort of deserty kind of area that maybe like sort of Simi Valley type situation, and maybe a sound stage, and maybe like the astronauts were taken to this place, and they were all MK Ultra, and
Yeah.
maybe they put them in like some kind of room that they could like kind of shake up a little bit or something, and they like shook them up, and they're like,
So
you're on your way.
their disassociation was like kind of real.
Yeah.
It was like being on Star Tours.
Yeah, like being on Star Tours at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Totally. Like you for like 5 minutes you feel like, wow, I'm really going somewhere. And
Taking off.
you never moved. You moved like 3 inches in your seat. Like, but
You know
with
what also never made sense?
what?
Have you ever seen like the dynamics of how the rocket takes off and then this part falls away and then this part falls away and then this part falls away and then they're like in this little like bathroom size capsule and that goes to the moon
Yeah.
and then they get back to Earth in that.
I know.
That's kind of weird.
Where did they get the fuel to come back?
That's just in that little bathroom
And
size capsule.
that little car, that moon rover that they drove around,
They're cruising on that.
that was in the capsule too.
Yeah, that was just like,
They drove that out of the
I know,
capsule.
so many weird things, you know? And then they just come back, and then they, you know, it's like, I don't know. And then how about all the like interviews with them when they come back?
I know.
You know, because then the press has the field day, and it's like, right. Oh, so I think that's a boon for like TV.
Oh, totally.
And then a boon for science.
Everybody wanted to watch that, you know.
When I was in Costco the other day, they were selling TVs, and they had like footage, quote unquote, of the moon.
Oh, really?
Because, like, NASA just released new footage. Now, this the moon. It's like, well, maybe not. This the moon.
Well, you know, we have really good Photoshop now.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure we can make it look a lot better than it did in 1969.
They can go cruise around Simi Valley and just go, like, put a filter on it and go, that's the moon.
Yeah. Get in your moon rover and then just, like, go off-road and drive around, like, that deserty area.
Because I saw this one dude,
looks moon-ish.
This one dude, he was looking at some of the moon footage, and it looked like a rabbit was like in the footage. And they were all...
So they have rabbits in, on the moon?
That's what they're saying. Or they were just filming the Earth, and a rabbit got in the shot, and they forgot to edit him out.
There are rabbits in Simi Valley.
You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're going, there's a rabbit on the moon? If there's rabbits, there must be oxygen. Or maybe yeah, it's a... And no one is. It's a... It's a drone. Or it's a clone. Maybe they cloned rabbits and put them on the moon.
Yeah.
That's maybe, probably what happened.
And maybe there's like dire wolves up there too.
There's dire wolves. That's where they have
rabbits.
That's where they have them.
The cloned sheep. All the cloned sheep that they did in the 90s.
And Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy. Maybe they're up there.
Oh, they're... Oh, yeah.
That's where they go. They have like a space station.
I would be glad if they were there and not Antarctica, because I know I keep telling you this, but I really want to go to Antarctica.
Oh, I want to go to Antarctica.
I don't want those nasty people there.
I don't want to go to the moon. I yeah. have no desire.
I don't want to go to the moon either.
Like, even if we had like a killer, like, oh, take a trip to the moon for a week, yeah. I'd be like, nah.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't care.
No.
Go. It'd be like, you know what they would do with the moon? Because you can't breathe. So just if we could go to the moon, which I don't think we can.
Yeah.
It would be like a mall. They would create like a mall on the moon.
They're probably creating that somewhere. And like out in like the Mojave Desert.
Yeah.
They're going to create that, and they're going to send people are going to pay like millions of dollars to like go to the moon.
To disassociate.
And they'll put them in the little box that they used for like the astronauts, and they'll shake them up for a few hours, and they'll be like, we're on your way. We're on your way. Okay. And they'll drop them off in the Mojave Desert.
Just gallons of Kool-Aid. Here. Yeah. Just continuously like pumping you full of Kool-Aid the whole time. Cause that's kind of what you have to do.
I know.
They have to just be like intravenously like force feeding you Kool-Aid in order for you to go along with this crap.
Totally.
There was another video. Do you know who Paul Joseph Watson is?
No.
He's like one of these guys who kind of started off with Alex Jones and then broke off into his own thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's just kind of like, he's in the UK. He does like political commentary, right?
Okay.
So apparently this like influencer on YouTube spent like you said, like $1 million and went up into orbit, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And then while she was up there, instead of looking out the window, she was staring in the little camera and doing like a TikTok video of herself.
Sounds so TikTok-y.
So everything about that kind of suggests that it's cult.
Yeah.
You know, like she seems like a full on disassociative clone. Like she's a walker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a walker.
She's a walker. Yeah.
She's a walker. So she's disassociative.
Yeah.
So she's thinking.
So she'll believe that she's like.
Yeah. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe she was in like some pressure chamber in London, you know, but she's like, quote unquote, in orbit.
I'm on the moon. I'm near the moon and I'm going to film myself.
Here I am.
So like, I'm not even sure that the moon is like a planet or a rock or something, because I've seen evidence that kind of supports the idea that it's sort of like a plasma reflector.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And
that's the flat Earth theory.
Yeah.
They think that the moon is like a plasma and it's not even a real physical thing.
No. And
because you can see through it during the day.
Yeah. And it's sort of there like all day long. Like if you look up, like, shouldn't we not be able to see it during the daytime?
If the science is the way the science is, right?
Yeah.
We're moving away from it. We're turning away.
Yeah. So we can see it. And, you know, if you ever watch that series that I highly recommend, The Lost History of Part Earth, 7-part series, in part 5.
Lost History of Flat Earth.
What? Yeah. What did I say?
Part Earth.
Partial Earth.
It's the lost history of flat Earth.
Part seven. Yeah. So part five is quite eye-opening, and they talk about the moon and what actually it could be, and it's pretty.
The Bible says the moon is a light for night.
Could it be
a light?
Could it? Yeah, and could it be like a reflector of us?
Could be just that.
Could it be like maybe a mirror image of our Earth?
Yeah. And we'll see, there's so many questions. Is it possible? It's possible.
If you look at it and zoom in.
I know. And it looks like a continent on there, like the reflection of what our continent's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
But that still begs the question. I mean, we have like a space program, and now, you know, the Trump cult people are going to be upset with us because Trump just did Space Force. It's Air Force, and now it's Space Force.
So we're going to spend more money on space.
We're going to have a whole like arm of the military. Why do we need military action up there?
Right.
I guess we're fighting wars. Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars. Maybe there's like aliens out there that's what really like aggressive.
We got to fight ETs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there could be like Klingons and stuff.
And Lindsey Graham is like, we need to have money in our defense budget for this. We're going to be fighting ETs.
We never know how they are.
You know what I'm saying? I think, the more I think about it, there's so many anomalies. I don't believe NASA. I don't believe NASA is NASA.
No, neither. And I think that, like so many of the other organizations.
Oh.
I think.
Did you hear about, remember when we were in school, the Challenger crash?
It blew up.
And then
and they made us watch it.
Yeah, they're like, here.
That's kind of.
Trauma.
It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they do, that's how they do mind control. Mm-hmm. It's trauma based.
Yes.
So that might have been totally a trauma that was just like fake, but it was to traumatize the kids. Because remember, we had to watch it.
Yeah.
All the kids, like, we're putting the TV in here and you're going to watch.
You know what? And they rolled
the TV in.
And you know what? They do that with all the kids' movies. Have you noticed that? We're going to have to do a whole episode on
this.
They
foist them on the kids.
No, every like story that they tell children, like think about it, Cinderella, all of them, they all start with trauma. It's like usually the mom dies, the mom of the main character dies, you know, like some tragic death or she's already dead. And then the child is an orphan or doesn't have a mother. So they're,
you know why they do that?
They're traumatizing kids.
The trauma, they did the same thing with 9/11. 9/11 was a big trauma. Yeah. And then look, after 9/11, people went into like serious mind control.
Totally.
Because it's once you're traumatized, you're afraid.
Yeah.
And then you're suggestible.
It's easier to control your mind if you're afraid.
So remember they did. But remember the joke came out after Challenger. What?
Oh my gosh! Well, this is what they do with MK Ultra people.
They traumatize them. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's how they. Because once you're afraid, now you're suggestible, mm-hmm. and they've learned that,
and they can control you.
Which is so lame. Think about the research. It was kind of like the Beagles research that Fauci was doing.
They've done some really sick things.
And it's like, let's traumatize this child and see if we can control their minds. But anyways, that was kind of like Aldous Huxley's voice. I don't know if he did that. But anyways, what I was thinking was the Challenger, right? Mm-hmm. So it blew up.
Yeah.
We had to watch.
Yeah.
And then remember they made that funny joke. It was like, what does NASA stand for? I don't know. Need another 7 astronauts.
Oh, gosh. That's horrible.
It was pretty bad. And Krista McAuliffe was like the teacher that died. And we were told, because I was in fourth grade, they're like, we just lost a teacher. She died. She was in that explosion.
And
she
all the
died.
Kids were like, well, we wish our teacher was
in that. I know. Why couldn't have been you?
We'd get a day off.
But then here's another anomaly about mm-hmm. that, though. All of those quote-unquote astronauts, when you go research them, they kept living.
They're out there. I've seen that. People have actually researched it. And all of those people, unless they – all 7 of them have doppelgangers and look exactly like them and are doing the same kind of work that those people did before. They're all out there. So those 7 people didn't die.
They didn't die.
So were they MK Ultra'd or
yeah,
or are they just keeping a really tight secret?
I think they were
because they have to be like in a witness protection program, basically, right? Like if you say you were, you know, like married to the teacher that, and she's like, honey, I've been chosen to go into this space program and I'm going to go up to the moon. And then she goes and then she supposedly dies. What happens then? Like, do you have to like start a new life somewhere?
What they might do is they might have handlers, because someone that high profile, you have to make sure they never spill
the beans.
So they probably have handlers mm-hmm. who like maybe even live with them full time. And it's like, no, hey, wait, no, you're getting out of line.
So those people can't really have families or anything like that.
Well, it seems right? like she was married. Another one had just a regular job. I don't know.
So then do they have to MK Ultra like the husband too and get him
or
to go
maybe,
along?
Or maybe they come out and they do tell the truth, but people are just like, oh, what a whack job that person is. Or maybe they just get shadow banned and none of their stories get out. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to publish their book in any kind of way. You know, who knows?
Like they would tell a neighbor or something somewhere that would like... you know, spill the beans.
And maybe the neighbor is so like MK Ultra, they can't like grasp it.
I think everybody involved in these things are MK Ultra.
I think so too. I think you have to kind of just be like, oh yeah, I did that. And then you go, but wait a minute, if it blew up and you died, how come you're still living?
Because
it's like, you're a bad person.
They just tweak the trigger switch on them and now they're MK Ultra'd into believing that they're a professor at some university somewhere. And the husband goes along with it too because he's been tweaked also.
What if you show them a video of the Challenger blowing up, quote unquote, which I don't believe was true. That was probably just like some missile they shot up.
That was a trauma situation.
Yeah. And then you show them it and they go into some kind of a weird like mental downward spiral because they've been blocking that out because MK Ultra was like, that didn't really happen. Go be
so
a teacher.
So they like escape the MK Ultra when they
see
it.
Like they see it and they go, oh my gosh.
I think what happens when that happens is I think either they re-MK Ultra them or they have to unalive them.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you know who, what is her name? What's that blonde lady who was born into the MK Ultra thing?
Oh yeah.
What's her name?
I listened to her whole, she wrote a book, right? Mm-hmm. And there's like a documentary about her.
So what she talks about is, so
it's a lot of trauma.
Her dad like started like having sex with her at like 6 months old.
Oh God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really demented.
Gnarly, right? Yeah. And then, you know, then he starts like taking sex pictures of her and trying to mail them to people.
Oh, God.
And
it's like he had the child just to be like a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I noticed that child sex trafficking is one of those things you can't talk about. They get really mad. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to talk about that. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we like our child sex trafficking. It's a very specific thing that they really like. But anyways, so one of the senators was like, well, you could go to jail or you could just, her name's Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah.
So Kathy O'Brien, her dad, sells her into the MK Ultra program. And she said what they do, and she's like six, they torture you. And when they torture you, then they rape you. So they torture and rape.
Or torture.
And she said what ends up happening is you become a...
Disassociated.
You're disassociative, but you're also multiple personality. You're kind of like Sybil.
Oh,
you've got multiple personalities
to try to separate yourself from the event.
And your brain compartmentalizes trauma. Mm-hmm. So what if that's what happens with these people who are part of these big conspiracies? Because I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm a bad person. So I think there are conspiracies.
Yeah.
I think there are. What if they have compartmentalized the trauma so that it doesn't even exist? Because what she said she had to do in order to kind of get better, that one dude like rescued her from MK Ultra. Mm-hmm. Her and her daughter, she got pregnant from some weird senator who just like came inside of her. And then, yes, so gnarly, right?
So gross.
the specifics of her situation are really like, I'm like one of those kind of sick, perverted dudes. I'm like, tell me more. But anyways, so she gets pregnant and her daughter are in the MK Ultra program. And some dude like rescued them.
Yeah.
And she said when she first got rescued, she couldn't really deal with her feelings. She had to sit down and write. And then she began to access those traumas through writing because it was almost like subconscious.
Yeah.
Like she had to like tap into her subconscious because there was too many compartmentalized like blocking mechanisms going on. So I'm wondering if that's how they get people to not talk. Maybe they do torture and trauma, you know, just like we're going to torture you and then probably rape you, you know, even if you're a dude, and just like make that kind of happen. Because, you know, again, like the Beagles with Dr. Fauci, they do research like this. And they go, well, what happens is we torture the person and then we rape them.
And they have no, like, they have, like, no qualms about doing random research on people without them knowing it. Like,
yeah.
It's really bizarre. Like, I just heard about the CIA did a bunch of research in the, I think it was, like, the 60s and 70s with LSD. Mm-hmm. And I guess they... at one point even sprayed like this party, I think it was in San Francisco, with some kind of aerosol LSD to see like how people would react. And they used to spray it in like apartment buildings and hotels. Like, can you imagine? Like,
I totally could.
So they,
all of a sudden you're tripping and then you don't really know why you're tripping.
Yeah. But I mean, for the CIA to do something like that without, I mean,
I don't think they're nice.
It's one thing if they said, hey, you know, we're going to do, this experiment, and we want a test group, and would you like to volunteer? And these are the things that could happen, and we're going to keep you in this like warehouse while we do this. But that sounds like that's what they did.
What if they go?
It sounds like they just randomly did it to people.
No, they totally did.
Who didn't know what was going on?
What if they did have kind of like a release form that you sign first? But they go, one of the side effects is you might hang yourself from a doorknob by a scarf.
Yeah. Well, we know they did. We know that they have that ability too.
They're all, that might happen, but do you still want to be a part of it?
And a lot of people would be like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. That won't happen to me.
Like out of the party of 100 people, like 4 people went and hung themselves with scarves.
There's like people hanging, but they put a bunch of scarves out there just in case.
Just laid them out. Just in case just some of the people might need them.
They put like maybe 50 out.
Which is, yeah.
Go, oh, we only got 4, but okay, whatever. We'll mark that down in the research.
You know what? That's such a good point, though. Like the CIA is kind of dicks.
I think they're not nice.
I think they're dicks.
Yeah.
I think they kind of do fucked up shit.
I don't think they're really looking out for us.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think they're just like really stoked on like controlling people and killing people. I think that's like what they're really good at.
Yeah. And they like to do research.
They love that. Well, research is always in the service of controlling.
Let's find out what this mind altering drug does to people.
Yeah.
You know,
or let's like rape and torture this 5-year-old
and see what happens.
And then, wow, look at, check it out. So like what Kathy O'Brien said is after they raped and tortured her, they were able to use her as like a sex op because she could be like kind of Sirhan. She'd get pinched and then she would go into sex mode and she would just go be like the pleasure giver. Ugh. Without any kind of concept of whether it was right or wrong or anything. She just went and gave pleasure. And that was how she got. That she was used like that for like a decade, which is
horrible.
Yeah. But point being is, I think that might be how people don't tell.
I think so too.
Like the astronauts might have been, I don't know if they're raped, but yeah. What if they're all raped?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Buzz Lightyear?
Tortured, yeah.
Or Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah. Yeah, really. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think that they'll stop at nothing to, you know, get the kind of control that they want over people. And if they decided that we're going to go to the moon and we're going to like film this whole thing and make it real, they're going to make sure that they've got like the actors that they need on board and fully manipulated so that they don't spill the beans.
You know what I'm kind of pissed about? My grandpa got. Because my grandpa, well. Maybe, or maybe my grandpa was right and I'm being fooled. Maybe we're completely off base, which I don't think so.
Maybe.
But
Maybe that moon rover was real.
It was all real.
And Nixon was really calling with a landline to the moon.
Called with a landline with a wire.
Because they could have been like, you know, wiring the all the way up. They could have had like miles of wire.
Yeah. Going all. You're so dumb that you don't know that. But anyways, my grandpa worked on cameras that were used in the moon landing.
Mm-hmm. So the cameras he worked on could have been the very ones that took those pictures.
Could have been. But he was really adamant about, yeah, we went to the moon. That was like what we did.
Well, he probably felt like he had an important part in this like huge endeavor. And, you know, he was probably proud of it and stuff.
You know what I just thought of? I think they started to master mass MK Ultra, probably when TV came out.
Ooh,
because
that was the television. Perfect way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, it was television. Yeah, right. And what do they call shows on TV? They're called programs.
Yeah, totally.
So what if TV was actually a big mind control device?
And they're like, they saw that it works, and they're like, wow, this stuff works
better than we thought.
Let's like really do this.
Let's go to Vietnam and to the moon. And yeah, that's what, you know,
the moon is sky's the limit.
And then also they ushered in like the Beatles come in 64. And I'm starting to think like everybody's like the Beatles just love, love, love. And don't get me wrong, I love the Beatles and I love Bob Dylan. But what if they were like bad people working with the CIA?
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to think that, you know, music, Hollywood, all that stuff is all government mind control.
They're so just all about controlling mm-hmm. us. But then there's people like us who just like, you know, even though I have watched hours and hours of movies and TV mm-hmm. and I've done all their drugs, but still I'm like, I kind of see through your lies. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Like,
we're not followers.
That's what it all boils down
to. It all boils down to that. We go, yeah, like, even if the whole group is going that way, I'm going to go, why? What are you guys doing? I want to know why. And before I go, I need to be confirmed. Whereas other people, they see a whole bunch of people going, they go, I'm going to.
It just reminds me of that meme that came out during the Cooties with, it shows like 1,000 sheep, like, walking towards the cliff. And then there's one black sheep that's like, where are you going?
You know?
But they're they're all going like gonna fall off the cliff, and we're like, I don't think so.
I'm going to wear my mask. You know, I was thinking about the masks yesterday because mm-hmm. you know how you were saying, oh God, because like for our podcast, you got to kind of go on Instagram.
I know.
And you have to kind of manage it.
And I feel kind of dirty when I go on Instagram.
What if we had to like wear like a mask? That's like I could almost see like
a digital mask.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of do.
You kind of do.
You kind of like you have to kind of jump through the hoops and like do certain things. And, you know, like if you put out the wrong hashtags, you'll get shadow banned.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of weird.
You kind of have to wear a mask. Like your name is Butterfly and I'm Firefly.
Right.
That's kind of like our mask.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be yourself in social media. Mm-mm. Because nobody is. Yeah. Because, oh my God, that's epiphany.
Oh gosh.
What if everybody on social media is wearing a mask?
A lot of them are.
And their profile is a mask. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like I was talking about in that one episode. It was like, well, I got a Corona. And there's a hot chick here and I'm on the beach. And so everyone just goes, that guy's got it going on. But the dynamics of that are just completely fake.
Yeah.
And it's like, it has nothing to do with reality. I don't even know this chick. And I quit drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm not even drinking this Corona and I'm getting sunburned. But you know what? I'm going to just post this one picture and everyone's going to be like, dude.
A lot of people do that.
I feel like it's
so their online life looks like really great and everything, but then they, you know, they're sitting on their couch while they're making stories up and they're just miserable.
And what if that is the mentality that allows them to be fooled by,
Yeah. Because if they're putting out a picture of like, you know, sitting on a beach with a Corona and like supposedly on vacation and
they're little deceivers.
They're little deceivers.
They get deceived.
Yeah. They're deceiving all these other people. And then meanwhile, they're getting deceived.
Yeah. Maybe that is the predicate for you get deceived if you're a deceiver.
Right.
Like maybe that's why you have to be in the Freemasons, Because maybe in order to be in the Freemasons, you have to like genuflect to the cult.
Right.
And then when you genuflect to the cult, now you're a part of this deception that the cult does. And so now you can be deceived. And so now you can be Sirhan Sirhan and think, oh, dude, I went to the moon. Mm-hmm. Didn't Buzz Aldrin like kind of accidentally say something weird one time?
Yeah. Have you seen that video where this little girl, I guess he was giving an interview or something, and they had an audience, and this little girl said, how come you haven't been back? And which that's one of my questions too. And he says, well, we never went.
See, that was like, what if
like he had a little glitch.
What if there's glitches in the MK Ultra? Yeah. Cause maybe it's not foolproof. Cause it seems like,
I don't think it's foolproof.
The human mind is so complicated.
I think that's why they have handlers that have to go in and like kind of like fine tune.
Calibrate.
They have to calibrate. Yeah. Once in a while they need like a tune up. And they have
probably, that tune up probably entails like trauma. They have to like torture you a little bit and then get you like, oh, and then you go,
maybe okay, give you a little LSD, you know, kind of fine tune.
Or now I don't even think they use LSD. They probably just use all of these, pharma happy pills.
Yeah.
Because these pharma happy pills seem really evil.
Like the kind that like have side effects, like suicide by hanging.
Suicide by hanging with a scarf on the doorknob. Or the other one that I notice is like very prevalent is incontinence. A lot of them cause you to be incontinent.
Oh, that's super weird. Like on the way here, I heard, I was going to actually bring this up, that we should do a whole episode on all of the pharma and the side effects.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to these commercials, they have like random side effects. I mean, usually death is one of them, but they kind of, they put that towards the bottom of the list. Like, so by the time you
don't
get
to, worry about it.
You don't really hear it. You kind of tuned it out by the time they get to that part. But there's usually like all these other weird side effects that aren't very, like, they don't sound very fun. Like
incontinence is pretty gnarly.
Incontinence.
That means
diarrhea.
Diarrhea
and constipation.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can have both of those at the same time. You might have one or
you have
the
a
other.
Bad morning and a bad afternoon. It just sucks. You know? And I'm thinking like, so when someone's hearing all the side effects, you notice how they rattle them off really fast.
Diarrhea, constipation.
And they say them all really fast. And then they say, you might hang
and
yourself.
And you're like, what?
You might hang yourself with a scar from a doorknob. But anyway, here's how you work. Yeah. And death, and here's how you work. And then I think what the people, they just kind of don't hear that. And they just go, oh.
They just go, oh, I'm gonna lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Go ahead and inject my stomach
and like Gila Monster. They're already kind of MK Ultra if they're going to take that.
Yeah.
So the MK Ultra makes them just go, I want that. And they just completely tune out all of the side effects, which are all probably very real.
Yeah. So when they,
that's the only truth that you hear.
When they go and start having diarrhea.
Yeah.
They're okay with it.
Incontinence even worse. Incontinence means like not only do I have diarrhea, but I can't control myself. Like you're just hanging out with your friend. All of a sudden he's going to the bathroom. Like, did you ever see that movie with Steve Martin, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
I don't know.
And it had Michael Caine. It was so funny. And they were just like con men. And he plays this retarded guy. And he goes to he's at the dinner table and he goes, can I go to the bathroom? And the guy goes, yes, you may. And he goes, thank you. That's kind of like the MK Ultra people, like when they take these blue pills, you know, because I'm starting to think that's the only time they're telling you the truth is when they tell you the side effects. They're right. By the way, this is as real as like concrete, you know, you can hold this. That person's going to get incontinence and they're probably going to hang themselves with a scarf from the doorknob. So I'm thinking like when they see someone kind of going off the reservation, they might enhesh them.
Yeah.
They might just get enheshed or they just have a blue pill and they just give him another. Because sometimes maybe what happened with Buzz Lightyear is the little girl caused his blue pill to kind of glitch.
Yeah, totally.
So he had to get re-blue pill.
That one question was like something that they didn't expect, you know. So
he just all of a sudden like told the truth.
Yeah.
He was like, you can't have you doing that.
Well, I mean, that question she asked is like legit, you know, because I always wondered the same thing. I'm like, okay, they told us that we can't go. We haven't been back in all these years.
It's 55 years later.
Because they lost the technology. I mean, are they that bad of like their employees in the records department are that bad at keeping records that they lost the technology?
They seem to keep the technology that allows you to talk to the moon, though. Yeah. They kept that.
So they lost the technology. That seems like a really bad excuse. And
it seems like the technology is pretty big for you to just lose it.
Yeah, it seems like it wouldn't be just like one little like notebook. Like,
we lost several buildings.
Yeah, like one little notebook that was in a drawer somewhere, and then like maybe that person got fired and took it with
them. Huge labs and thousands of people.
And like, yeah, like there were like, you know, probably 1,000 people working on this project or more.
Is that what they say? We lost the technology.
We lost the technology.
We just lost it. Yeah.
But we were able to, in that time, we were able to make cell phones and smartphones and a lot of other technology, but that moon technology was way complicated, so we haven't really actually been able to reach.
Which begs the question then, why? Yeah. Why? What were they accomplishing with that whole PSYOP? Mm-hmm. What? I think it was money laundering.
I think it was, oh my gosh.
Epiphany?
So when was NASA established?
Well, that Jet Propulsion Labs thing was going on in like the 20s.
Okay.
And then NASA was probably in the wake of World War II, like in the 50s probably is when it first started.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I think it was a way for them to have a huge organization where they could just funnel in millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And have everybody like on board with it, like the whole world would think it was great, you know, yeah. And they could just have money coming in all the time.
And then when they'll have like, you know, how we had this big space station drama where the guy stuck up there for 8 months.
And he just happened to have enough food to get by. He was growing potatoes or something.
They cloned potatoes for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was a narrative. And he was a narrative to get people like reminded, by the way, we go to space and we travel up there. We need money though. So your taxpayers, we're going to have to have
sometimes
some money.
We get stuck there, but
we don't take care of homeless people, but we need to go to space.
Yeah.
And people are just like, okay, you know, so I think that might be, there's a two pronged motive. The one motive is money. The other motive is science. Mm-hmm. Hurry up and believe our science. Because science is a religion. It's a cult.
It is.
And like, hurry up and believe. And then, by the way, global warming.
Well, if you can believe that aspect of it, you could probably believe the global warming, the cooties, all the other stuff. You know?
Scarcity.
Scarcity.
That's like the other thing,
I
too.
I think we're going to have an episode on scarcity.
I think so, too. Because that's kind of the science thing, too.
Yeah.
The science thing is, oh, my God, there's not enough for you to keep living. You need to die. Well, that was kind of a cool little rabbit hole.
That was definitely an interesting rabbit hole. I feel like that rabbit hole goes even deeper, and we can dive deeper into it another time, but
I love how we like have Kathy O'Brien and the moon landing like in the same kind of, but they're tied in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because MK Ultra.
It's trauma-based mind control.
Have we done an entire episode on MK Ultra? I'm not sure we have.
We talk about it a lot. We should probably just go ahead and delve into it.
We should probably do that. Yeah. Totally.
Delve into that because MK Ultra, I think might be kind of like, well, I think it might kind of like be it's kind of the explanation of what's going on.
It is. And so we probably need to explain.
Yeah.
And ask some more.
Like, because you look around and you look at people's behavior and you go, it's really bizarre. Mm-hmm. But then when you think, well, MK Ultra, then you go,
it kind of answers a lot of questions.
It kind of does. Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
That was awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay.